Nearly a decade ago, Central Vermont Public Service Corporation customers paid extra money to prevent the utility from falling into bankruptcy, with the proviso that if the company was ever sold, the money would be returned to the ratepayers. CVPS has now merged with Green Mountain Power. During the merger process, AARP Vermont called on regulators to order a payback of the $21 million to customers by rebate or refund. But the Public Service Board sided with the utility and approved a fund for energy efficiency programs. AARP Vermont filed a motion to reconsider, which the Public Service Board has now rejected. AARP Vermont spokesman David Revel says they aren't surprised with the board's ruling.
Unfortunately, this confirms that the Public Service Board has again sided with utilities over ratepayers. It means the ratepayers do not get paid back what they paid in to bail these companies out, and on top of that, they will be charged through rates to establish these efficiency and weatherization programs. So they get hit twice.
Arlington House Democratic Representative Cynthia Browning had argued during the session that the $21 million should be refunded to customers of CVPS.
The vehicle chosen is to invest in various efficiency projects over 10 years. So they chose an option that allows Green Mountain Power to invest our $21 million in efficiency projects, and then, get this, the value of those investments will be included in GMP's rate base, and they will charge us higher rate payments based on what they did with our money. So not only do we not get the $21 million back, they will take it from us again.
Green Mountain Power spokesperson Dorothy Schnoor says they have guaranteed that the merger will bring over $144 million in savings over the next 10 years.
The board found that what we proposed in our merger was an historical opportunity to bring significant value to our customers. The board was not persuaded by any of AARP's arguments because it found that really the overall benefit to our customers on an annual basis permanently was the most important thing that we were bringing to the merger. We have guaranteed that we will bring more benefit to customers than the $21 million required.
AARP's David Revel doubts they will file any further formal appeals, but instead plans to address any remaining issues during the next legislative session.
We're hearing from a lot of consumers who are incensed. Fortunately, there are also many in our state legislature who are also concerned over this and still angry at how this went down. And we expect there'll be some steps taken in the next session to address how Vermont can give better voice to consumers in the regulatory process.
Representative Cynthia Browning says if she's reelected, she plans legislation to change the regulatory process.
I think the director of public advocacy should be appointed by a commission that actually represents the public, because in this case, we have good reason to believe that the governor and his administration are very, very close to Green Mountain Power. So right there, if we'd had a true director of public advocacy, the order might have been different. So that's an illustration of something that I tried to do this past year, and I will probably go back to next year. And I also haven't given up on finding a way to get the $21 million back.
CVPS has merged with Green Mountain Power, which is owned by the Canadian company Gaz Metro. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.